Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is the Anatomy Class, a medical fetish story which focuses on inspection and exhibitionism. Please note, this story is a fantasy scenario, which involves elements that are incredibly hot to think about, but would be unethical in real life. This fabulous story is written by Joanne Summers, read by Leo Di Luca. It was just like any other day. Kathy had got up early, then rushed around to get the kids ready for school. A trip to the supermarket followed the school run, before getting home to do the housework. Finally, she had some time to herself. And so she curled up on the sofa with a mug of hot chocolate and the local newspaper. She scanned the articles as she sipped at her drink, flicking through the pages absent-mindedly. An advert caught her eye and got her attention. It was an advert that was going to change her sex life forever. But she didn't know that just yet. It read, "Help wanted to assist doctors in training by being a life study model in an anatomy lesson. £100 for an hour of your time, biscuits and tea supplied." Well, all sorts of thoughts went through her head as to what could be involved. She presumed it would involve nudity, and that thought awakened a warmth between her legs. She could feel her nipples hardening. But she didn't have any time to play with herself. It was time to pick the kids up from school. So the paper got folded up and put on the coffee table as she grabbed her keys and headed to the hall to put her boots on before going out. Life study model in an anatomy lesson. That short statement kept wandering through her mind all afternoon, and on into the evening. After an argument with her partner, she decided that tomorrow she would give the university hospital a call to find out more. Hell, she could do with earning £100 to spend on herself. The next day, after the stress of the morning run had subsided, Kathy rang the number on the advert. A lovely lady explained that yes, it would involve some nudity, but no one would be able to see her face, and it would indeed pay £100 for an hour of basically just lying around. It sounded perfect, and she found herself getting aroused at the thought of being naked in front of strangers. She was booked in for the following Wednesday. As that day drew near, Kathy found herself fantasizing about what would happen. Finally, after what seemed like a lifetime, the big day arrived. After dropping the kids off at school, Kathy drove to the university hospital. She was greeted by a lovely nurse who introduced herself as Susan. Susan was the professor's assistant, and she took Kathy through some paperwork that she had to sign. After a nice cup of tea and some biscuits, Kathy was shown into a large auditorium. The seating was arranged in a semicircle, with 12 rows of seats in all, each row being higher than the one in front of it, so that everyone could see clearly. Front and center was an examination table, and in the corner of the room was a mobile screen, the type used in a doctor's office to preserve modesty. Kathy started to get a little nervous, but Susan soon put her at ease as she explained what was to happen. Kathy would be required to strip naked behind the screen, and then lay on the examination table, where a sheet would be placed over her so no one could see her face. The anatomy lesson would then commence, and once it was finished, Kathy could get dressed again before receiving her fee. That didn't sound too bad, she thought, and so Kathy went behind the screen and stripped. When she removed her panties, she blushed as the gusset was already soaking wet. She used them to dry her pussy a little and placed them into her handbag. When Kathy emerged from behind the screen, she noticed that the examination table had been moved closer to the seating and that it was no longer side on. It had been moved, so her head would be furthest away from the seats. Kathy was instructed to get onto the table and to lay back. A pillow was placed under her head by Susan for comfort. In her exposed state, Kathy felt very nervous and vulnerable, but Susan reassured her that she would be fine. Susan went over to a cupboard and came back carrying a small sealed pouch. Tearing it open, she removed a green folded hospital sheet. It had two large round holes and a square hole further down. Kathy instantly knew what the holes were for. She started to feel her nipples harden. Susan checked that Kathy was ready and told her that the class was due in at any minute. Throwing the sheet over Kathy's prone form, Susan adjusted its position. She ensured that Kathy's breasts and vulva were on full display. Susan bent down close to Kathy's ear and whispered, "You have a lovely shaven pussy. The professor prefers shaven pussies, as the class can see everything clearly. I'll be at the back of the class, available to assist him if needed. So just try to relax and enjoy yourself." Kathy heard Susan turn on the balls of her feet, her heels clicking on the floor as she walked away. A door closed, and Kathy was left in total silence. All she could hear and feel was her warm breath against her face. It felt strange, laying there naked with just a sheet covering her. Well, covering most of her anyway. Her mind started to run away with itself, and she felt herself starting to relax, while also becoming more aroused. She lay there for what felt like ages. Then she heard the door bang open and the sound of lots of feet shuffling inside the room. Excited noises, giggles and coughs surrounding her. The sounds of people sitting down set her imagination on fire. She was exposed and her pussy and breasts were entirely on show. How many people were looking at her pussy and nipples? Were they male or female? What was going to happen next? That last question was answered in short order when the door banged open again. Everyone in the room immediately fell silent, and she heard confident footsteps come into the room and walk right up beside her. Kathy heard an elderly male cough, clearing his throat before addressing the audience. "Class, in this lesson, you are going to observe the effects of arousal on the female form. You may take photographs or short video clips to aid your note-taking. Pay attention, as this will be in your exam." Kathy found herself holding her breath. She forced herself to breathe. So this is what was about to happen. She felt a warmth between her legs and the familiar tingle in her nipples that meant just one thing. She was getting even more aroused by the situation and having all those pairs of eyes looking at her. The professor carried on. "You will notice our subject's nipples are starting to swell and harden. This is to be expected given the situation. It can also be a sign of the cold air in this room, but I suspect that it is the situation arousing her somewhat." Kathy's nipples were well on the way to being fully erect. She then felt one of them being squeezed between a finger and thumb, and she let out a gasp. Her nipple was tugged, squeezed and rolled between the finger and thumb in a delightful, well-practiced manner. The professor added, "As you can see, manual manipulation has sped up the process of arousal in this nipple. It is already solid, and the areola is also swollen. These bumps are also a telltale sign of arousal." The next statement startled Kathy, causing her to hold her breath again. "Susan, come over here and tweak the other nipple for me. I want them both hard before we continue." Kathy heard Nurse Susan move from her seat to the other side of the examination table. A cold finger and thumb then started playing with her other nipple, and it felt so good. Kathy could feel it hardening, and she was well aware of the spreading dampness between her legs at this point. Kathy let out a small moan as both of her nipples were squeezed and pulled until they were rock hard. After another cough to clear his throat, the professor added, "As you can hear from the low moans coming from under the sheet, our subject is enjoying manual manipulation of her rather impressive nipples. Now, class, if you divert your gaze to the nicely shaven vulva, you will see signs of arousal there too." Kathy tensed up at the mention of her pussy. She was well aware of how aroused she was becoming, and she could feel wetness spreading between her legs. A male voice shouted from quite far away, saying that he couldn't see Kathy's pussy clearly. And after a short pause, the professor cleared his throat before adding, "Right, everyone come down here and stand around the subject. You will then all get a bird's eye view." Lots of movement ensued, and Kathy was nudged on more than one occasion as the students moved close around her. The slow, confident sound of the professor's voice was having an arousing effect on Kathy. "Settle down, settle down. It isn't like you all haven't seen a vulva and breasts before. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. You will notice the telltale signs of arousal on the vulva. Our subject's labia majora are swelling. Blood is rushing into them, causing them to become more sensitive. This rush of blood to the groin area also makes the clitoris swell, pushing its head out from under the clitoral hood. Susan, be a good girl and spread our subject's labia so we can see her aroused clitoris." Kathy heard camera shutters clicking in rapid succession, as the students took lots of photos of her hard clitoris. The sound of that and what it represented turned her on even more. Kathy gasped as she felt Susan's fingers on her labia, spreading them open slowly and carefully exposing her clitoris. Now Kathy was getting really turned on. Her heartbeat was racing and her pussy was on fire. She wanted Susan's fingers to do other things to her, but they just held her open, teasing her with their presence. "Thank you, Susan. Now you can all see the very swollen clitoris peeking out from under the clitoral hood. As you can see, our subject has a very nice genital piercing. It is a vertical clitoral hood piercing, and the ball on the end of the bar is resting directly against our subject's clitoris, providing lots of stimulation, especially when it is manipulated. Susan, be a good girl to me and rub one end of that piercing slowly." Kathy felt a finger slowly moving the ball on the top end of her piercing, and this caused the other ball to slowly rub against her clitoris, sending waves of pleasure through her body. She moaned loudly, and this drew a few giggles from the crowd around her, giggles that were soon stifled, as those in question were reprimanded by the professor, who kept a flat, calm voice throughout. "Rub it faster, please, Susan. Get that clitoris fully erect for us all. Now, class, you will notice the inner labia have also swollen and started to separate, ready for penetration. The clitoris is now fully engorged, too. The slow movement in our subject's hips and her moans tells me that she is enjoying Susan's manual administrations. You will also now see lots of milky fluid emerging from the vaginal canal. This is an excellent sign of arousal as the vagina prepares itself for penetration. Susan, scoop some of that fluid up and rub it into our subject's clitoris. This natural lubrication is excellent for penetrative sex or simply for masturbation purposes." Kathy felt Susan's finger brush against the entrance to her vagina, and she almost came there and then. It took lots of willpower to keep herself calm as the slippery fluid was then rubbed directly onto Kathy's clitoris by Nurse Susan. "Now let's get a better view of what is happening to our subject's pelvic region," said the professor. The professor now rolled the sheet up over Kathy's feet, then up on her legs until the rolled sheet rested on her stomach. Her whole lower body was now fully exposed, and she felt the professor bend her knees, moving her feet up before spreading her knees wide apart. "Now, as you can see, this is the classic missionary position, and when the knees are parted, it helps to spread the labia open ready for penetration. Our subject is now fully aroused, as you can see from her swollen nipples, clitoris, and labia. The copious levels of lubrication tell us that she is also now ready for penetration. Susan, pass me the instrument." After a brief pause, Kathy felt something cold and metallic at the entrance to her vagina, and she immediately knew what it was that was being pushed into her. It was a speculum. They were going to open her up and look inside her pussy. That turned her on even more. "As I open the speculum, I want you all to move into a position where you can see right inside our subject. Go on, getting close, and have a good look inside her vaginal canal. You will notice how wet it is and how the cervix is positioned. Note that the angle of the vaginal canal is perfect for penile penetration in this position. Of course, any semen released into the vagina will pool around the cervix post-coitus, and this increases the chances of conception." Kathy could hardly contain her excitement as she heard people shuffling past her pussy. Once or twice she even thought she could feel hot breath on her thighs and pussy as the students were getting a good look inside her. Again she could hear camera clicks as the students took photos of her most intimate areas. "Now, Susan, if you would be so kind, I think our subject is aroused enough for our final demonstration, so please fetch the mechanical oscillator." Kathy felt something hard press against her clitoris, and then her world exploded as the vibrator was switched on. Waves of pleasure coursed through her open pussy. She felt like she was about to explode as Susan moved the tip of the vibrator expertly around her clitoris. Kathy found herself moving her hips with it and groaning loudly. She was almost trying to hump the vibrator. "Good, our subject is now very close to orgasm. I want you all to focus on her cervix as she comes. You will see it dip into the puddle of our subject's own juices at the base of her vaginal canal. If she were enjoying intercourse at this moment, that puddle would be semen after her partner finished himself inside her. The cervix would be dipping into a puddle of semen, helping to draw it up into her womb. It looks wonderful." That was it. She had tried to resist the urge to come, managing to fight it off so far. But to have her orgasm described in such a measured, cold manner proved too much, with all eyes on her cervix and orgasm ripped through Kathy's body. Her back arched off the table and she clutched at the sheet. She let out an almost bestial growl as her world descended into sparks, flashes, and waves of pleasure. Her orgasm exploded from her groin with waves of pleasure washing up over her body. Around her she could hear sounds of approval and camera clicks, as all eyes were on her pussy and cervix, her pelvic floor muscles clenched, but being unable to close due to the speculum inside her, the sensation was a heady combination of pain and pleasure. Her cervix rocked back and forth, dipping itself into the pool of juices deep inside her. She came so hard she collapsed after her orgasm. Kathy barely felt Susan slowly retracting the speculum from her pussy before she passed out, leaving juices trickling from her swollen pussy. The sounds of the lesson drifted off into the distance as her eyes closed, and she drifted into a warm, trance-like state. Kathy had no idea what happened next, but when she came round the class had moved on, and Susan was there with some wet wipes, cleaning her pussy. As Susan saw Kathy open her eyes, she smiled and said, "I told you that you would enjoy yourself. Now if you would like to get dressed, you may do so. Your fee is in an envelope resting on your clothes." Kathy blushed and went behind the screen to get dressed. When she emerged, Susan had gone. Kathy, with a massive smile on her face, went shopping for the rest of the afternoon. Afterwards, she went to pick the kids up from school again. Back to the grindstone, she thought. But from then on, she paid particular attention to the classifieds to see if the university hospital needed any more life models.
If you liked this, you can find more of Joanne's hot work, along with incredible reviews of sex toys, including e-stim and sex machines, at sexmachinereviews.co.uk. And if you'd like more sexy stories read aloud, go to girlonthenet.com/audioporn.